This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Let's play ball. There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little five-foot flip to Cordonia, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Shappy had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero. The man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Ratterman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Ratterman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer speaking to you from here at Cincinnati Princeton High School, where we here on ScoresBroadcast.com bring you a Division IV regional doubleheader. First pitch at 2 o'clock, Bradford against Troy Christian. Then at 5, it's Rushi versus Galleon Northmore. I'm Jack, along with Casey Madison to my left. Bryant Billing is at the countertop. To Casey's left, Luke Cronenberg, our photographer, also here. We've got a quartet in the booth here at Princeton High School. We are situated about 20 feet up off the ground, just to the left of home plate. Beautiful day for high school baseball, cumulus clouds, puffy overhead blowing in from the north-northwest, slight breeze from that direction, quite a bit of blue sky up top, no chance of rain, and we expect a phenomenal doubleheader. Number 3, Northmore versus number 4, Rushi. in our second game. That's a first pitch at 5. Coming up here shortly, game number one, Troy Christian, 10-15 on the year, Bradford, 19-9. Bradford perhaps anticipated to make the regional. Troy Christian, a surprise, having whipped Fort Loramie in a district championship. On the mound, a left-hander, Judah Simmons, for Troy Christian, a junior. He went the distance against Fort Loramie, shut out the Redskins. 50 innings this year for Simmons, 75 Ks, an ERA of just under 1. And senior Tucker Miller on the bump for Bradford. He was very, very good a year ago, has been very good again this year. The right-hander, 7-3 on the campaign, 62 innings, 88 Ks, an ERA of 2.0. Home team is Bradford. Railroaders will hit first. We've got starting lineups just around the corner. We'll talk about our two head coaches when we come back. First game of two, D4 regional semifinal here at Cincinnati-Princeton. Bradford against Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And so many thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Phone number 419-628-3107. Don't forget, new subdivision developed by Wygant in Fort Loramie. It's called Lakeside. To check on available lots, phone 419-628-3107. That's the Lakeside Subdivision in Fort Loramie, developed by Wygant. Phone 419-628-3107. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, pitching of prime importance for sure, could have a low-scoring contest. Each team with outstanding hurlers on the bump. Simmons for Troy Christian, Miller for Bradford. It's going to be imperative that these two clubs play good defense and the hurlers deliver first pitch strikes and get ahead of batters. Key components for these two teams here today. Remember, the finest components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Bradford has beaten Troy Christian the last three times the two clubs have played. A year ago in the tournament, 11-8. Last season, 9-4. Bradford a winner. This year, during the regular season, Bradford won by a score of 15-4. Casey Bryant, final scores regular season this year, last year, don't mean a thing, as we all know in high school baseball. New day, new contest, and who knows, the complexion of recent outcomes just might completely reverse itself here this afternoon. You never know. It's important for these two teams to execute. Bradford Bryant, slight edge, I think, having advanced deep into the tournament last year. The Railroaders played in the regional at Springfield.
Yes, and one thing that they would also have is motivation, Jack. We were all there for that game last year. It was not Bradford's best effort. I'm sure they want a better performance on this stage this year. But you can't count Troy Christian out. What they have done in the tournament this year is unbelievable. It's not often you see a team that's still five games under 500 in a regional, but through three tournament games, they've yet to give up a run. That jumps right off the page when you look at their stats.
Tony Ferraro, head coach, Troy Christian, was at Wayne 22 years through 2009. He coached the Wayne Warriors for better than two decades. His clubs often rivaled Centerville for the top spot in baseball in the Greater Western Ohio Conference. You may remember a few Wayne players who got a college recruiting boost after playing for Ferraro. Brian Shurdick, who went on to Kentucky. Pitchers Alex Early, Youngstown State. Kyle Hopwood Sinclair. Jordan Wolf, Wright State. Outfielder Ryan Ash, Wright State. One of Ferraro's best all-time Warriors was first baseman outfielder Zach Stewart, who went on to Ohio Dominican for numerous years. Ferraro was one of the coaches selected for the Bob Ross All-Star High School attraction, played at the home of the Dayton Dragons. Ferraro, by the way, was a center fielder at Wright State during his college playing days. So it's year number nine here at Troy Christian for Coach Ferraro, whose club underwent some adversity early in the year. Couldn't play a home game for 2.5 to 3 weeks on the road because the field where Troy Christian plays was underwater. So what would that have been like, not playing at home and having a difficult time even practicing outdoors?
Yeah, that would have been really difficult. Thanks again, Jack and Bryant, for allowing me to come join you today. It is tough because, you know, you have all your stuff, you feel comfortable in your own environment, and then you have to always hit the bus and always hit the road. And it does not help with continuity, for sure.
Adversity also for Bradford this year. Coaching change about 60% of the way through the campaign. Assistant Derek Skinner became the head man, first-year head coach here at Bradford. A graduate of Bradford High School in 94, played 2 years of college at Urbana-U, transferred to Bowling Green, then grad school at Ball State. He's coached youth baseball since 2012 in the Brantford community. 3 years as a JV assistant at St. Henry, 12 years assistant coach at Brantford High School. And as I mentioned, took over the head job during the campaign here in 2024. And he's had the right touch. This Brantford team has excelled, Bryant and Casey. It's a club that's going to have to be reckoned with. What I like about Brantford, great blend, offense, pitching, and very speedy. Boy, do they steal bases. Good catcher for Troy Christian. That will be an interesting battle today. When Brantford gets on, can Troy Christian keep Brantford from circling the bases? They are quick.
It could be a pitcher's duel when you look over what Miller has done this season. Great stats. And we saw him come in last year, and he did a good job after he came in that game. And obviously, the family has enjoyed tremendous success at Brantford, as his two sisters were big parts of the Railroaders state teams here 3 to 4 years ago. Softball, that is.
So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. From professional design and installation to superb customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie is superior every step of the way. You see, Borchers provides expert design assistance to help you determine your living space's colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets? Well, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has experienced great growth prior to 2017 and since. We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit, 937-295-3233. That's Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. So reliable, so well-respected in the flooring industry. Borchers Family Floor Center, high quality you can stand on. We'll have starting lineups when we come back. It is Troy Christian and Brantford, the first of two Division IV regional semifinals here at Princeton today on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster, SECURCON, online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is Troy Christian versus Bradford, game one of our twin bill here today. First pitch just around the corner at 2. Second game, number 3-ranked Galleon Northmore versus number 4-ranked Rushi. First pitch at 5 in our second regional semifinal. Here is what is at stake this week, today and tomorrow at Princeton in our Southwest Regionals in Division 4. The club that survives advances on to the state final 4 in Akron next Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Lancaster Regional Champ. Those four teams playing today are Leesburg Fairfield against Greenwich South Central and Reidsville Eastern versus Berlin Highland, which is the favorite to come out of that region. Of course, Rushi played Berlin Highland last year in the state semifinal, or I should say in the state championship game. Rushi advancing to the state final 1 year ago, won it all in 2022. The Rushi seniors have combined for more than 90 baseball victories in their careers at Rushi. The other two regions take place at Elida and Louisville. At Elida, Lipsick meets Mount Blanchard and Riverdale, and Montpelier takes on Fort Recovery. At Louisville, it's Lake Center Christian against Jeromesville Hillsdale, and Warren John F. Kennedy is matched with Tiffin Calvert. Meeting of the umpires and head coaches at home plate right now. Here are your starting lineups for the visiting team. Troy Christian, 10-15 on the year. Leadoff batter, third baseman Carson Dyer, a senior. Batting second, shortstop Will Twiss, a freshman. Hitting third, the catcher Camden Kokel, a senior. Batting fourth, pitcher Judah Simmons, he is a junior. Fifth in the lineup, Marcus O'Neill, left fielder, a junior. Sixth, Paul McDonald, center fielder, a senior. Batting seventh, Ryan Waltz, second baseman, a senior. Hitting eighth, Jacob Grossnickel, first baseman, freshman. And batting ninth is Andrew Nostman, right fielder, and a senior. Nine in that lineup for Troy Christian. There is no DH. For Bradford, leadoff batter Tucker Miller, the pitcher, a senior. Batting second, Trey Schmelzer, the catcher, also a senior. Batting third, senior third baseman Garrett Trevino. Batting fourth is the right fielder, a senior, Landon Wills. Hitting fifth, Owen Cannon, shortstop, a junior. Batting sixth, Colton Gamble, center fielder, a sophomore. Batting seventh is first baseman Hudson Hill, a senior. Hitting eighth is D.H. Rally Wierig, a freshman. Batting ninth, Gage Schaefer, left fielder, a sophomore. Second baseman Ryan Hocker, a soft, is hit four, as I mentioned, by the D.H. Rally Wierig. We'll return with our first pitch. It's just around the corner. Delightful day for two baseball games here at Princeton. Regional semifinals. Couple of contests, Troy Christian, Bradford, game one. First pitch at 2, followed by Rushi and Galleon Northmore at 5 on scores, broadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know.
A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, I'm Jack Kramer along with Casey Madison and Bryant Billing. Photographer Luke Groneberg is here. We are at Cincinnati Princeton High School just south of I-275 along Interstate 75. Beautiful day, puffy white clouds overhead, plenty of blue sky, light breeze blowing in from the north. Big park here at Princeton in the power alleys into center, 320 down the lines. It is 360 in the gaps, 380 to straightaway center field. Troy Christian, what a turnaround, having won three of the last four. The Eagles, three straight shutouts, as Bryant noted earlier, here in the tournament after losing seven in a row earlier in the month of May. Victories in tournament action over Lehman Catholic 5-0, Southeastern 4-0, and Fort Loramie 8-0. Troy Christian 10-15 overall, 6-8 finish, good for fourth in the Three Rivers Conference. For Brantford, 19-9, 7-3 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. And Brantford has won four of its last five. And back in the month of April, the Railroaders reeled off seven victories in a row. Well, we're all set to go. Tucker Miller, right-hander, on the bump for Brantford. 7-3 on the season, 88 Ks in 62 innings. Brantford in black from top to bottom, plenty of orange trim. Troy Christian, black jerseys, gray pants, gold numerals, a little bit of green trim here and there. Gray helmets. Stepping in, the first hitter, Carson Dyer, third baseman for Troy Christian, who fouls to the screen. The first pitch of the game delivered home by Tucker Miller of Brantford. Miller, a big 6'3" right-hander, will set you for the Brantford defense in a moment. Up and in on a curveball which didn't break. A ball, a strike on the first hitter, Carson Dyer, 3-0-7 on the campaign. The senior third baseman for Troy Christian ducks away from an inside pitch, started to swing, pulled the bat back on appeal. It's ruled a ball, no swing. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Dyer. 2-1 pitch upstairs, 3-1. Control occasionally can be a challenge for Miller. He does register a lot of strikeouts, but a few too many walks. High foul, out of play to the right, and the count goes full, 3-2. Outfield shading the right-hand batter a little bit to right center. Left fielder well off the line. 3-2 pitch, line foul over the dugout of Brantford to the right. It's still full. Carson Dyer hanging around. Third baseman, a senior. Feet spread apart. He's just inside the box marking the inside of the right-hand batter's box, or I should say just inside the line marking the inside part of the right-hand batter's box. Matt Cox ready to go. 3-2 pitch by Miller. And another foul ball to the right. Looked like a replica of the previous one, Casey.
Yeah, doing a great job hanging in there. Being a good leadoff hitter, trying to get on base.
Making Miller work here to start the game. Miller peers in, gets the sign from his catcher, wow, Trey Schmelzer, and again, a foul ball. Still 3-2.
Yeah, Miller is bringing the heat right now.
Third baseman for Brantford, even with the bag, is Trevino. Shortstop Owen Cannon, shading second. There's strike three called. Miller, a two-seamer, outside half of the plate. Good job by him. Looking it over was Dyer. Couldn't pull the trigger. Down on strikes. Here's Will Twist, 329 batting average. Freshman shortstop for Troy Christian. Wears 14 on his back. Outfield shifts a little bit back to the left for Twist. Miller is up and in above the bill of the helmet. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Twist of Troy Christian. Second delivery is fisted foul to the screen. Third baseman Trevino way up in the grass for Bradford. Now the center fielder for the Railroaders, Colton Gamble, shifts well over into right center. Third pitch is delivered high over the plate, but above the letters, and it's 2-1. 2-1 on Twist. Quickly working, curveball, Miller, beauty, in and over. It froze Twist, who looked at it. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Twist. One out for Troy Christian, top of the first inning. Another curve, wrapped to short. Shortstop for Bradford to his right. Makes a good backhanded play in the hole. It's Cannon. Rifles a throw to first. Got him by a half step.
Yeah, that was a great play right there. In the hole, third baseman was not able to go over and get it. And Cannon's it over there at the first.
Nice play by Cannon. He took three running steps to his right. Made the backhand play. Braced himself. And fired a strike to Hudson Hill at first.
There's a lot of shortstops, Jack, that would not be able to make that play.
New hitter steps in. It's Camden Cocole, perhaps the best all-around player on this Troy Christian club. 455 batting average, senior catcher, all-area performer. And the count on Cocole is 2-0, 2-0. 2-0 on Cocole, outfield very deep, respecting his power. There's a high foul over the screen behind home plate. 2-1, 2-1 on Cocole. Trevino behind the bag at third. Straight away in very deep center is Gamble for Bradford. Pitch to Cocole, curveball, skied, middle of the infield. Now it's drifting out into short center, and it falls for a hit.
Center fielder didn't see it, Jack.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, second baseman, right fielder, center fielder, picked that ball up very well at all.
You could tell by his body motion, by his body language, he did not see that ball off the bat.
A lot of white clouds overhead, and none of the three able to chart the flight of that pop fly single into center off the bat of Cocole for Troy Christian. He's at first. Left-hand batting Judah Simmons, starting pitcher for Troy Christian. Big wide-open stance. His right foot is angling a little bit toward first base. Takes the first pitch out of the zone for a ball. Cocole on at first for Troy Christian. Big lead, good secondary lead. Pitch top foul off to the right. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Simmons. He is a junior. 6'2" lad, wide open stance at the plate. Outfield shades him a little to the right. Shortstop for Bradford, hedging up the middle a step or two. Tucker Miller winds, fires, inside pitch, hit off the handle, foul to the left of home, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Simmons.
So far, Miller able to get both his fastball and curveball near the plate, throwing strikes with that. It's going to be a good combination for him if he's able to continue to do that all game.
Runner Cocole is at first for Troy Christian. Better than average speed, not a blazer. 1-2 count on Simmons. Let's see if head coach Tony Ferraro for Troy Christian has something on here. Tucker Miller in a stretch. There goes Kokel. And it's a swing and a miss by Simmons. He went down climbing the ladder on a high fastball. Strikeout registered by Tucker Miller of Bradford to close out the top of the first. We played a half inning. Troy Christian, nothing. Bradford coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. New sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil in Fort Laramie offers gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, proud to support high school athletics and academics and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. The legacy continues as Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane are in the fourth generation of Schaefers. Here we go, bottom of the first. We'll get to see Judah Simmons on the bump for Troy Christian. And Bradford comes calling with Tucker Miller, pitcher for the Railroaders. He leads off. Trey Schmelzer bats second. He's the catcher. Garrett Trevino, third baseman, hits third in the order. Checking out Troy Christian defensively. Carson Dyers at third. Will Twists is at short. Ryan Waltz at second. Jacob Grossnickel at first. Here is Simmons, wheeling, dealing. Oh, he's got some good acceleration on that first pitch. A fastball misses up and away. Ball one, no strikes on Miller, who looks at ball two, way outside and low, 2-1. Simmons on the bump for Troy Christian. Wheels, deals, foul to the screen. He's got some good buzz on that fastball.
Yeah, he's around the plate as well.
Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Tucker Miller. Leadoff batter for Bradford, 591. You heard me correctly. That's his batting average on the year, just under 600. And he's ahead in the count, 3-1 here in the bottom of the first for Bradford. Open stance for Miller. Curveball plunked him either on the left side or left bicep. Simmons well inside. His control a bit off in the first batter of the game. Got behind on Tucker Miller and then grazed him. Hit batsman, Miller on down at first. Very speedy Bradford team. Railroaders will steal you blind. Very good catcher for Troy Christian in Camden Kokel. Middle infielders, double play depth, second hitter. Trey Schmelzer, catcher, looks at a strike from Simmons, 0-1.
Jack Miller has a really nice sizable lead at first. So as you say, as you predict, looks like he may be looking to go.
Throw to first base is moderately close. First baseman could not hang on to the throw as it turned out. Outfield very deep for Schmelzer, 378 by way of average on the year. Into a crouch at the plate. Bat lodged on the right shoulder. Simmons throws to first once more.
Miller, no stranger to first base. 651 on base percentage before that walk.
Left fielder extremely deep. Here's a bunt right back to the mound to Simmons on three hops. Doesn't look at second. Goes to first. That was automatic. Got communication from the infield. And pitched a strike to his first baseman. Sacrifice is good. Sack bunt by Schmelzer. And Tucker Miller romps on down to second in scoring position. Scoring position for Garrett Trevino, third baseman for Bradford. Trevino at 4-10 on the year, senior. First four hitters in the Railroaders lineup are seniors. Simmons looks back at second, delivers. Curveball hit high in the air, foul to the right of home. Good hustle play by Kokel. Oh, he made it look easy. Outstanding. Solid defensive effort by Camden Kokel, catcher for Troy Christian, who followed that foul pop off to the right. And he made a snazzy catch.
Sure did. Gonna comment, Jack, if you remember the pop fly in center field was not seen. We have the fielders have the sun right in their eyes. It's behind the home plate.
Here is Landon Wills, 400 batting average right fielder. Man at second, two out for Bradford here in the bottom of the first. As Simmons goes off speed to Wills, and it's missing the outside corner, ball one. Center fielder a bit into right center for Wills. 6 foot 4 inch right-hand batter, or I should say left-hand batter. Stands fairly erect at the plate. Looks at a delivery. Was that off the outside corner for a ball?
Looked like it just missed.
2-0 on Wills. Good secondary lead for Tucker Miller as Will sprays a foul off to the left. Increasing sunshine here as the afternoon develops at Princeton High School. Still some white cumulus clouds overhead, plenty of blue sky, no chance of rain. Slight wind swirling in from the northwest. Another foul sliced over the third base dugout, out of play.
And we'll take this great weather. It's been many years in the regionals before we've had to worry about rain messing things up. Beautiful today. Forecast looks good for tomorrow, too.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Wills. No score, bottom of the first. Runner at second for Bradford. There's a ball spiked on the ground to the shortstop. Twists of Troy Christian. He's got the ball, makes a poor throw to first. It's to the home plate side. It gets away from the first baseman. Rolls to the fence at the end of the dugout. And Tucker Miller scores. Unearned run.
Yeah, it looked like Twist kind of tried to aim the ball, like he was trying to take it too easy and aim the ball there, and it just went wild on him, like he didn't get a good release.
And maybe Troy Christian, having not been here to this regional tournament in quite some time, Bradford here just a year ago, Troy Christian experiencing some first inning jitters, nervous play with a shortstop Twist on a poor throw to first. And Wills is aboard for Bradford. Run in. Fifth batter in the lineup, Owen Cannon, 310 by way of average. Chops a foul outside of third. It's a strike on him. It's so important in the game of baseball, Bryant and Casey, to make the routine plays.
And that was definitely a routine play. It looked like he got nervous on it, trying to rush it over there.
Runner at first, Wills for Bradford. He is a threat to run. We've got a three umpiring system in play here today for the regional. Middle infield umpire to the shortstop side, a second on the grass behind the mound. Strike called. Good breaking pitch from Simmons. Owen Cannon looked it over and accepted strike two. Nothing in two on him. Wills inching off first. There he goes. Pitch is high and away. Throw down to second by Kokol is not in time. It was to the third base side of second. I think even a good throw would have been late. Good headlong slide by Wills, who had a nice jump. I don't know if I'm stealing the signs or I just have good perception, but I've called both steal attempts right on the money here in the first inning. Runner at second for Brantford, another man in scoring position, two down, two strikes on Cannon. Simmons fires, a low outside pitch in the dirt, ruled strike three. And it is apparently snatched up cleanly by the catcher. Plate umpire signals out at the plate. Not necessary to throw to first. And Brantford is retired, but the Railroaders do produce an unearned run in the bottom of the first inning. And after one, it's Brantford 1, Troy Christian nothing on scores. Broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And welcome back to Princeton. I'm Jack Kramer along with Casey Madison, Bryant Billing. 1-0 lead for Brantford. We go to the top of the second, and the first hitter for Troy Christian hits a number off the handle, and it is into center. It lands on the grass about a foot into the outfield beyond the dirt. Shortstop for the Railroaders. Owen Cannon drifted back, but he could not collect the short dunker off the bat of Marcus O'Neill for Troy Christian. He's aboard with a single, second hit in this game for the Eagles.
Very aggressive on that play. First pitch hits it right back up the middle. That's some good hitting.
Here is Paul McDonald, batting less than 200 on the year. O'Neill, the runner at first, was hitting just short of 300. Here's Tucker Miller firing. There's a one-hop chop to first. Easy play for Hudson Hill, first baseman for Brantford. He's about 2 steps from the bag, collects the ball, touches first, and the runner at first base, Marcus O'Neill, scampers on down to second. Ground ball, first base unassisted. Here's Ryan Walt stepping in, 240 batter, second baseman, a senior for Troy Christian. Tying run down at second, 1-0 lead Brantford, top of the second inning. Judah Simmons, junior right-hander. Or I should say Tucker Miller, senior right-hander on the mound for Brantford. And he throws a pitch up and into the hitter who fouls it to the right off the bat of Waltz. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on the right-hand batter, Waltz. Tucker Miller on the bump for Brantford gets a sign from his catcher, Schmelzer. Slow breaking curveball floats in and over. Well done.
A lot of movement on that pitch.
No balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2 on Waltz. Shortstop for Brantford sneaks in behind the runner at second base. Another curveball. It caught the inside corner, yes. Strike 3.
Yeah, buckled him on that one.
Batter looked it over, couldn't pull the trigger. Waltz out on strikes. Here's Jacob Grossnickel, first baseman, freshman for Troy Christian. He steps in. 1-0 lead, Brantford, top of the second. Tucker Miller, pitcher for the Railroaders, looks back at the runner at second. Another off-speed delivery, strike on the inside half, nothing and one. Outfield pretty much straight away for Grossnickel. Open stance. Shortstop for Bradford. Cannon sneaks in behind the runner. Oh, there's a down away two-seamer swung on and missed by the hitter, who's down 0-2. Good pitch by Miller. He's got Troy Christian off balance at the moment. Tucker Miller looks back at second. Two-strike pitch. It is down and away as the hitter looked it over, followed that pitch to the mitt of the Bradford catcher, took it, and it's a ball and two strikes. Runner at second for Troy Christian. Two down here in the top of the second inning. Tucker Miller throws a high breaking ball, 2-2 on Grossnickel. As Casey noted, sun is behind us in the eyes of the outfielders. Field here at Princeton runs pretty much southwest to northeast, 320 down the lines, 360 in the gaps, 385 to center. Here's the windup, the pitch by Tucker Miller. Ooh, it's a fastball just off the plate outside. Tucker was headed toward the dugout. Plate umpire shook his head, and the count is full. 3-2 on Grossnickel, two out for Troy Christian, top of the second. Runner at second base gets a lead. Delivery home, high fastball, cut on and whiffed. Strike three. Batter goes down swinging. Good comeback by Tucker Miller for Bradford as he retired the last two hitters for Troy Christian on strikes after the Eagles moved a man into scoring position at second base. We go to the bottom of the second. Bradford leads Troy Christian 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a wealth of outstanding sponsors here on Scores Broadcast, including Jackson Center Pro Hardware, about which we will speak in just a moment. Bradford bats in the bottom of the second, leading by a score of 1-0 over Troy Christian in the first of two regional semifinals here today at Princeton. First batter for Bradford is Colton Gamble in the bottom of the second frame, 280 hitter on the year, center fielder, sophomore. And the count on Gamble, I think, is what, 1-2? 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Gamble. Stands fairly erect in the batter's box, right in the middle of the box, in fact. Swings and misses. Simmons mows him down. Good high heater. Another strikeout for Simmons. He has recorded two in a row as he got Owen Cannon to close out the first. Here is Hudson Hill, first baseman for Bradford. Simmons trying to settle in as Bradford scored a run that was unearned in the first. There's a ball cracked to pretty deep center field. Center fielder against the breeze, going back and back and back. He misses the ball, can't get it. And it's a two-bagger, a double. Hudson Hill for Bradford. Bolted one to deep center field, and Paul McDonald, center fielder for Troy Christian, didn't retreat quickly enough. He didn't turn and go. He backpedaled, and that got him in trouble, Casey.
You're right, the backpedal. It looks like he misjudged a little bit, thought he had it, and then it just drifted over his glove.
Here is Riley Wierig, the DH for Bradford, which has another man in scoring position, leading 1-0. Curveball from Simmons. Yepper, it's a strike on the inside half. 0-1. 1-0 Bradford, bottom of the second. Troy Christian has not looked real smooth defensively so far. Here's the pitch by Simmons. It's hit off the handle. Humpback liner to the pitcher who catches. Throws belatedly to second base. Second base gets covered eventually. Runner gets back for Bradford. And there are two out as Simmons jammed Wierig. A little soft liner back to the pitcher. And here is Gage Schaefer, left fielder for Bradford, a sophomore. He, too, hits from the right side. Outfield is reasonably deep here for Troy Christian. I'm not sure why the Eagles are playing that deeply against the end of the order. Swing and a high fastball and a miss. A strike on Schaefer. Even with the bag at third for Troy Christian is Carson Dyer. Shortstop twist, sneaks in behind the base runner at second. Time is called. 0-1 on Schaefer for Bradford, which leads 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Simmons looks back at second, comes home inside at the waist. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Schaefer. Shortstop for Troy Christian, twists, continues to shade the bag, sneaks in behind the runner. Pitch by Simmons, outside corner, that adds some velocity on it. It's called a strike.
Yeah, that was a nice spot right there. I tell you, Simmons not having any help from the defense right now.
Nope, a little sloppy. Some jitters being experienced early on by Troy Christian. Simmons fires, high fastball, lofted out of play, right over our heads. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on this hitter for Bradford, Schaefer. Bottom of the second, 1-0 lead for the Railroaders. Slightly closed stance for Schaefer. Pitcher on the mound, Simmons for Troy Christian has the sign, whips a pitch in there, up and in with a fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Well done by Simmons, who's now racked up three Ks in this game. We go to the third. Bradford 1, Troy Christian 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, Bradford scored a run in the bottom of the first without a hit and leads Troy Christian 1-0. An error at short, but Troy Christian contributing to the Railroaders' run in that first 1-0 score. We go to the third, and Troy Christian hits. It's Andrew Nostman, the right fielder, senior. Wears number one on his back. Looks at an offering from Tucker Miller low, and it's a ball and no strikes. One and nothing. Four strikeouts in this game so far for Tucker Miller. There's a fastball buzzed right down the middle. Strike one called. One and one. Miller working extremely fast. Goes up over the top of the head of the hitter. Two balls a strike. Two and one. Bradford on top. One nothing. Top of the third. Troy Christian bats. And the hitter, Nostman, looks. Strike two. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Tucker Miller throws very wide. And it is ball three, three and two on Nostman.
Miller looked like he's trying a little too hard to get that ball across.
Tucker Miller fires, and it is sliced foul by the hitter. As the batter, Nostman, shoots one to the right, hanging in. Tucker Miller, speedy worker, another foul, out of play to the right.
He knows he's facing the nine hole. He does not want to flip the lineup with a runner on base.
Here is Tucker Miller staring into his catcher, gets the sign. Fastball is just a mite low. The 3-2 pitch is downstairs, and Nostman gets a freebie, a walk. Base on balls for Nostman. And now we go to the top for Carson Dyer, who struck out to start this game. Four strikeouts for Tucker Miller. Troy Christian with base runners now in each of the first three innings. Eagles have yet to score. Pitch to Dyer, bounces in the dirt, rolls wide of the plate. Good hustle by the Bradford catcher, Schmelzer, who tracks it down. No advance by the runner at first. 1-0 lead, Bradford, top of the third. One on, none out for Troy Christian. Pitches inside, ball two, 2-1 on Carson Dyer, as all of a sudden the control for Tucker Miller begins to waver. Third baseman for Bradford is way up in the cut of the grass. There's a high fastball, 3-0. Miller momentarily has lost it. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0, and you can bet Carson Dyer right here for Troy Christian is taking all the way. He looks at a strike, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, 3-1 on Dyer. Runner at first for Troy Christian, nobody out in the third. Eagles trail 1-0. Inside pitch is bounced on one big hop to second. Second baseman for the Railroaders, Fields, doesn't look at second, does have a play there, but elects to go to first for the out.
Yeah, you're right on that, Jack. It would have been close, but he easily could have got to play at second. Hit too soft to be a double play ball.
Ryan Hocker, second baseman for Bradford, gobbled up the routine grounder. Runner had just passed in front of him. He had an opportunity to flip to second for the force, but chose to go to first. And now Troy Christian has a runner at second, one down here in the third. First baseman looking for a bunt for Bradford. First baseman is sneaking in. That is Hudson Hill. First delivery of ball, 1-0 to the new hitter, Will Twist, shortstop for Troy Christian. Runner at second. One down in the third. Curveball hangs way in. Count 2-0 on Twist. Troy Christian with the tying run out at second. One away, top of the third. Tucker Miller looks back at second. Handle hit foul to the screen. And it's a ball and two strikes on Twist. He grounded out to short. Second batter of the game in the first inning. Clouds overhead beginning to separate some. More blue sky. Here is the stretch by Tucker Miller. Fastball up and in. Swing and a miss by Wiss. He had a good ripple at it, but couldn't get a piece of it. 2-ball, 2-strike count, 2-2 on twists. Runner at second, one out, Troy Christian. Tucker Miller stretches, kicks into action, fires outside corner. Yes, sir. Strike three called. Twist looked it over. He eyed that pitch all the way to the mitt. Umpire gave it the big strike three. Five strikeouts now for Miller on the bump for Brantford. Here's Camden Kokol, who got the fly ball single behind second in the first inning for Troy Christian. A base hit here would tie this game. Open stance for Kokol. Curveball strike inside corner.
Kokol does lead the team at 20 RBI, Jack. Batting 455.
Outstanding hitter, all area, all Southwest District. Curveball, yes, sir. Strike two. Kokol was frozen. That pitch snapped right over the plate. Good hook from Tucker Miller on the hill for Brantford.
Watch for the same pitch here.
Outside target being held by the catcher. Tucker Miller, breaking ball, hit hard to third. In the glove of the third baseman and out. He recovers. Nice play down there by Trevino, who shoots it across the diamond for the third out for Troy Christian here in the third inning. We go to the bottom of the third. Brantford 1, Troy Christian nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, a big play in this game so far was one that was not made. Throwing error from shortstop by Troy Christian, leading to the lone run in this contest by Brantford, which is on top 1-0. That was a big play early on in this contest. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, Brantford is at the top of the order, bottom of the third. Railroaders lead 1-0. Judah Simmons has thrown well on the hill for Troy Christian. Foul to the screen. First pitch offering to the batter, Tucker Miller. He was hit by a pitch to start the first for Brantford, which is on top 1-0. And he later scored the lone run in this game. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Miller. Hitting just under 600 on the campaign. Outfield extremely deep, approaching 300 feet from home plate. Miller swings and lifts a very high fly to medium depth right field. Right fielder for Troy Christian is camping under it. It is Nostman, and he's got it for one out.
Jack, the sun does not seem to be a factor right now. It's starting to get overcast, so it doesn't look like they're having any trouble with this right now.
Nope, there is a big cloud overhead shielding the field from the rays. Tucker Miller out, fly ball to right. Here's Trey Schmelzer. Swing and a miss at a Simmons breaking ball down. Nothing and one, no balls, a strike on Schmelzer.
Simmons is doing a good job getting ahead of the hitters, pounding the zone.
Brantford leads 1-0, bottom of the third. There's a high fastball at shoulder level, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Schmelzer. He had a sack bunt in the first. He looks at a pitch on the inside edge, strike two. He hunched over, tried to make it look a little more in toward his body than it was. Plate umpire didn't buy it. 1-2 two strikes on Schmelzer. Fastball up and in, 2-2. Schmelzer is relatively close to the plate. 2-2 delivery by Simmons. Swing and a miss, strike three. Simmons with good velocity. Both starting pitchers here, Tucker Miller, Judah Simmons. A lot of good buzz on the fastball.
Both of these pitchers with a really nice curveball are able to get across the plate.
So stepping in now is Garrett Trevino. Third hitter in the order, third baseman for Bradford. Looks at a Simmons breaker just off the outside corner, a ball and no strikes. Trevino popped out to the catcher. Kokol is first time up. Foul to the screen. And it's 1-1. Two out for Bradford. Bottom of the third. 1-0 lead for the Railroaders. Simmons, like Miller, works very fast on the bump. Foul to the backstop.
Simmons is trying to jam the hitters with the fastball inside.
Still two strikes on Trevino. Simmons way off the plate outside. And I think the count is 2-2, if I'm not mistaken. Scoreboard difficult for me to read. There's a breaking pitch nubbed up the third baseline, foul. Still two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Trevino. A better than 400 hitter on the year for Bradford.
Well, you mentioned it in the pregame, Jack. You expected a pitching duel.
Yep, the base runners, tough to come by. We've seen a few get aboard, but in this game so far, we've only had, three hits? There's a swing and a ball sliced to third. Oh, nice play by the Troy Christian third baseman. Well done down there by Carson Dyer. He smothered it and shot a strike across the infield to his first baseman, Grossnickel, who receives the ball for the out. A quick 1-2-3 third inning for Bradford. We go to the fourth. Bradford 1, Troy Christian 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that is the real deal. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty. Now 15% off as well. Century brand hand tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Plus big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook, tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We are in the fourth inning, 2-0 count on the first hitter here for Troy Christian, who is the pitcher, Judah Simmons, who lofts a foul out of play over the Eagles dugout, third base side. And the count is 2-1, 2-1 on Simmons, who struck out against Miller in his first at bat. Ball ripped foul to the screen. 2-2 on Simmons. Open stance at the plate. Outfield against the speedy offerings of Miller does shade the left-hand batter toward left center. And there's a ball spoiled foul out of play. Count remains 2-2. We're in the top of the fourth inning. It is 1-0 Bradford over Troy Christian. Second game to follow at 5. We're back on the air at 4:20 here on scoresbroadcast.com for Rushi and Galleon Northmore, number 4, number 3 teams in the state in Division 4 baseball in the final poll. That pitch is up to Simmons, a little high. Here's the 3-2 pitch, hit hard to deep center field. Bradford center fielder going back and back. He leaps up and he spears it. What a great play by the center fielder, Colton Gamble of the Railroaders.
Outstanding effort there. He knew the ball got past him, and he went back and made a backhanded diving catch to save that and actually got the out on it, so saved the extra bases on that.
Judah Simmons really clouded that baseball. He teed off on a 3-2 fastball from Tucker Miller and gave it a ride to center, left center. The next hitter for Troy Christian is Marcus O'Neill, who paced a ground ball right through the box, up the middle, past Tucker Miller, into center. Single for O'Neill. He is on at first. Two hits for him. So Troy Christian has hit the ball pretty hard here, two consecutive at-bats off Miller in the top of the fourth. Runner at first, one out for Troy Christian. New hitter, Paul McDonald, center fielder, who fouls to the screen.
They're trying to jump on Miller when he leads off of the first pitch fastball is what they're trying to be aggressive with.
Two hits now for Marcus O'Neill, who just singled. And Paul McDonald is hit by a pitch inside. Miller lost his control on that one, and now Troy Christian has runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the fourth, trailing 1-0. Here's Ryan Walt, second baseman. Troy Christian has not scored, but has not been retired in order yet. Infield way up, especially at first. Pitch by Tucker Miller is 7 feet off the ground. Good spear by the catcher, Schmelzer. The ball no strikes, 1-0 on Ryan Waltz. Two on for Troy Christian. Hudson Hill, first baseman, is sneaking in for Bradford. It's taken a strike. 1-1, 1-1 on Waltz. He struck out in the second. Third baseman behind the bag. First baseman in front of the bag. There's a low outside pitch. It skips through the catcher for Bradford. Everybody advances. Wild pitch. Waltz is hitting. He's ahead in the count. Runners at second and third for Troy Christian.
Schmelzer couldn't quite stop that one. He made a great effort at it, though.
Count on Waltz, I think, is 2-1. Tucker Miller whips a pitch upstairs, 3-1. Troy Christian with runners at second and third, one out, top of the fourth, first base open. Bradford ahead, 1-0. Infield sneaking in, pitch to Waltz. He is over the plate, but low, ball 4. He walked him, did Tucker Miller for Bradford.
Yeah, having a little bit of trouble, going to make a mound visit here.
Bases loaded now for Troy Christian for the first baseman, Grossnickel. One away here in the top of the fourth inning. And Bradford clings to a 1-0 lead over Troy Christian, which is threatening. Hey, F&M Bank, Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples, is here to help you earn more with its newest checking account called Loyalty Rewards Checking. While other banks may value your loyalty, F&M is your local community bank that rewards you for being loyal. Visit an F&M branch or apply online and experience unlimited transactions, free debit card, ATM fee refunds, and free online and mobile banking too. Local offices in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. Plus, loyalty rewards checking earns you up to 5.55% APY on balances up to $25,000. Open your new F&M Bank account today. That's F&M Bank. Go to a local bank and open your account, or go online at fm.bank. That's online at fm.bank. Member FDIC. A ball, no strikes, and the new hitter for Troy Christian. It's 2-0. They're loaded up. My mistake. First pitch was a strike. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on the new batter for the Eagles. Bases are loaded. And there's a pitch. Oh, my goodness. It almost hit Grossnickel. It missed him. Well inside. Ball 2, 2-1. Tucker Miller cannot find the strike zone right now for Bradford. Bases are loaded. Pitch by Miller is off the plate wide. Ball 3. And Miller is in jeopardy of walking in the tying run. Infield is way up. Bases loaded for Bradford, which trails 1-0, top of the fourth. Here is Tucker Miller out of his windup. He fires, and it bounces in the dirt for ball 4. We are tied at 1. Bases loaded, walk delivered to Grossnickel. Troy Christian 1, Bradford 1. Bases full, top of the fourth. One away, and here is Nostman stepping in to hit now for Troy Christian.
Possible little cat and mouse game here. 9-hole spot, bases loaded, 1 out.
So safety squeeze, maybe?
But he just walked somebody, so they're going to probably make him throw a strike first. They don't want to give up the out if they don't have to.
Here's the windup, the pitch to Nostman inside for a ball. That squeeze bunt, not quite as effective with the bases loaded, because then you have a force out of the plate, not a tag out. First pitch was a ball in. Second pitch, outside corner at the belt, and it's a strike.
It's going to be difficult too, Jack. The entire infield is all the way in on the grass, so any bunt's going to have to be a beauty.
One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Nostman. Tucker Miller throws. Nostman swings and clubs a line drive to left center field. Center fielder off and running. He makes a dive, and he can't get it. It's up the gap. One run scores. Two runs score. It's a long double by Nostman of Troy Christian into left center, and the Eagles take the lead 3-1.
Found a pitch you like, Jack.
Yep, Tucker Miller grooved one, and Nostman took care of it.
It's worth noting that the fourth inning is the same inning that Troy Christian got going against Fort Laramie in that district final last week.
Well, Carson Dyer steps in now for the Eagles with runners at second and third, and I'll tell you the importance of giving up free bases, free runners in high school baseball, so critical. Hit batsman, couple of walks here in the inning, have come back to haunt Bradford. There's a big bender on the outside corner at the knees. No balls and a strike. Nothing in one on Carson Dyer. Two on, second and third for Troy Christian, which has gone on top 3-1 here in the fourth. Pitch to Dyer, breaking ball down. A ball, a strike, 1-1. 3-1 lead, Eagles over Bradford. Top of the fourth, Tucker Miller works way outside. Two balls and a strike. Runners at second and third for the Eagles. Bradford infield is up. Center fielder for Bradford gave it his all on that last play. Colton Gamble, as he hustled into left center field, but he could not make the backhand catch. He sold out for it. Sold out, took a dive, lunged parallel to the ground, and the ball rolled well beyond, and two runs scored, fortunately for Troy Christian, or I should say for Bradford, three did not score.
You can't fault the effort.
Nope.
You looked like you knew he didn't have a chance to catch it. He probably could have laid up and just caught it and you know, for a one-bagger.
Here is a 2-1 pitch on the play to the hitter, Dyer, way outside and low, and it is ball three. First base open for Troy Christian, runners at second and third. Eagles lead 3-1. Here's an inside pitch, squirted foul, out of play to the right. 3-2 on Dyer.
That you really get into trouble when you start loading them up in the back of the order like this.
Hit batsman, a wild pitch, a couple of walks, and they have all come back to haunt Bradford in this inning. Center fielder for the Railroaders, shading a little right center. Got a brief conference at home plate.
A little question on what the count is, Jack.
Tony Ferraro, head coach for Troy Christian, comes down to check with the plate umpire. I think it's 3-2. I may be mistaken. I believe it's full. Two on for Troy Christian here in the top of the fourth inning. Plate umpire signals they didn't give it the full sign. Two fists. Here is the windup by Tucker Miller. And it's ball four, low and in. It was a three-ball count. I had that correctly. It missed the strike zone. Third walk of the inning by Tucker Miller of Bradford. As I said, he's hit a batter, thrown a wild pitch. Bases are loaded, and we still have just one out. First man in the inning was retired. That was Judah Simmons. Everybody has reached since. Three runs in for Troy Christian. Here is Will Twist, who takes a strike on the outside corner just above the knees. Nothing and one on Twist. Timely hitting for Troy Christian here in the fourth. That pitch handcuffed Twist. He missed it.
Remember, there's still just one out, so the infield is pulled in.
Got a force at the plate for Bradford, which is down now by two. Pitch to Twist, curveball. He tried to check his swing, couldn't. He's out on strikes.
Wow.
Well done by Tucker Miller.
Yeah, what a way to come back. Just hit that curveball across the plate.
Ninth hitter to bat in the inning for Troy Christian. And it's a dangerous Camden Kokol, the catcher, hitting better than 450 on the year. Wears 20 on his back. 2-0 steps in.
The team leader in RBI.
6'2" right-hand swinger. Cuts it one, lofts it high and deep to left field. Bradford left fielder off and running, going back and back and back. It lands on the warning track. Over 300 feet from home plate. One run scores, two runs score. Three runs come in. They were loaded up. All of them are home. The dangerous Kokol tees off and one. And he drilled that a long, long way here at Princeton.
That looked like it was an up and in. He jumped on an up and in pitch. Most likely he caught it as a hanging curveball. And he just laid into that. And the crowd was cheering before it even landed. They knew it was over the left fielder's head.
And that is two well-hit balls by Troy Christian here in this inning that have not been caught. Outfielders have made gallant efforts for Bradford. But the ball to center, the ball to left just hit. A two-run double, a three-run double. 6-1 lead, Troy Christian. A three RBI two-bagger by Camden Kokol. Here's Simmons, who started the inning with an out. A fly ball to center. Two away for Troy Christian. Big two-out, three-run double for the Eagles, Camden Kokol. All Southwest District catcher. Simmons looks at a changeup in and over for a strike. Tucker Miller's had a good year for Bradford, but not the kind of year he had one season ago on the mound. He has been roughed up here today by Troy Christian. His control wavered. He had to shoot some strikes in there when he got behind in the count. And with runners on, the Eagles made the Bradford pitcher pay. The throw to Simmons, curveball around the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2.
getting an idea with how Troy Christian's making this little tournament run here, Jack.
Yep. That run by Bradford in the first inning was the first run allowed in tournament play by Troy Christian here in 2024.
Troy Christian, not a big offensive team.
Nope.
But they are they are here in the fourth inning.
Eagle strength, built on pitching and defense. But they've taken advantage of wildness from Tucker Miller and have gotten a couple of timely extra base hits. Here's a pitch to Simmons, sprayed foul to the left. It's in foul ground beyond the dugout. Great play by the third baseman for Bradford. My, oh my, Garrett Trevino made a dynamite lunge as he soared through midair and snatched the ball in the webbing and foul territory down at the end of the Troy Christian dugout. But the Eagles strike in the inning for six. 6-1 Troy Christian over Bradford as we head to the bottom of the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Well, first ball hitting, Landon Wills for Bradford starts off the bottom of the fourth with a fly to right. It is snatched out there by Nossman for Troy Christian. Quickly one away for the Railroaders, who are up 1-0 through three. And now Bradford finds itself behind 6-1 after the Eagles plated six and sent 11 to the plate. My mistake, make it 10 to the plate. In the previous inning, 6-1, Troy Christian on top. Hitting for Bradford, Owen Cannon, shortstop, who's ahead in the count. I think it's 3-0.
3-1.
3-1, the count on Cannon, who whiffs at a good speed ball from the pitcher Simmons for Troy Christian. 3-2, count full. Bradford down 6-1. To Troy Christian, which tallied six runs in the fourth. There's a base on balls. Cannon aboard with a walk. He struck out his first time up. Here's Colton Gamble. He K'd in the second against Simmons. What a wild fourth inning for Troy Christian. Eagles got some freebies. Hit batsman. 1, 2, 3 walks. A single and two timely doubles. One scored two and one with the bases full. Scored all three. Big hits in that fourth inning by the Eagles Nostman and by Camden Kokel, who clubbed one over 300 feet to deep left. Here's a strike on Gamble for Bradford, who scalds one into short center field. Center fielder coming on, plays it on a bounce for Troy Christian. So Bradford has runners at first and second. Gamble hit the ball well. Center fielder playing fairly deep for the Eagles. McDonald had made a run, but couldn't come in and pick it off. So Bradford's got something going here in the bottom of the fourth with two on, one out. Down 6-1. 6-1 lead, Troy Christian, which turned the tables on Bradford there in the fourth. Here is Hudson Hill against Simmons. Strike on the outside corner above the waist. Nothing in one.
Yeah, pitching with a 6-1 lead, you want to make sure they earn it. If they get a hit, they get a hit. You can't give them freebies.
Big inning for Bradford, which needs to bounce back and played a couple of runs to get back in this contest. Ball sprayed foul to the right. Nothing in two on the hitter, Hudson Hill. He doubled for Bradford in the second. 301 hitter on the year, first baseman, senior. Stands away from the plate. Bat cocked above the right shoulder. Pitch by Simmons off the plate outside. A ball, two strikes, one and two on Hill. Two on for Bradford, bottom of the fourth. Railroaders trail 6-1 after Bradford led 1-0 headed to the fourth. Swing and a miss by the batter. Hudson Hill out in front of a breaker. Good bender from the pitcher. Nicely done by Simmons of the Eagles. Two on, two out now. Here is Rally Wierig, DH for Bradford. Railroaders need a big clutch hit here.
Cannon is on second base. Good speed, 15 stolen bases. So a ball to the outfield should at least get one run in here for Bradford.
Here is Wierig hitting from the right side. Simmons, curveball in for a strike. Nothing in one. Oh, Simmons getting the touch with that curveball of his. Runners at first and second for Bradford. Two down, bottom of the fourth. Railroaders need a base knock to keep the inning alive. Left fielder for Troy Christian, extremely deep. That's O'Neill. Foul to the screen off the bat of Wierig. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Wierig. Simmons has mixed up his pitches beautifully, more confident with the curveball as this game progresses. Low and away, a ball and two strikes. Wasted that one. Good idea. Smart pitch.
Good spot. Missed just enough outside where it looked tempting.
One and two on Wierig. Windup pitch is lifted to left along the line. Is it fair or foul? It's hooking into the bullpen. Out of play. A ball and two strikes on Wierig of Bradford, which trails 6-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Troy Christian had gotten runners aboard in the first, second, and third, but had been blanked and plated six in the fourth, sending 10 to the plate. Took advantage of three walks, a hit batsman, and got two big doubles with the bases full. One scored all three. Hesitation, stretch, the pitch by Simmons, just down, and it's a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Wierig for Bradford. Significant batter here. Shortstop sneaks in behind the runner at second. Delivery is spanked hard into right field between the first and second baseman. Cannon scores easily from second. Throw, middle of the diamond, cut off. Runner on first, wheels around second, digs hard for third, and Bradford's got him on the corners as Wierig, the DH, hits a ball hard through the right side, perfectly placed on a line between the first and second baseman.
And with Cannon's speed with two outs, got a great jump on that. And that's all you do when you're down five, you just hit them one at a time sometimes.
on the corners for Brantford. Inning still alive for Gage Schaefer, the left fielder. The windup, the pitch by Simmons, outside corner, a strike.
Simmons has had success today, Jack, by getting that first pitch strike.
Let's see if Brantford thinks about getting that man on first down to second. Here's the one strike pitch to Schaefer. And it's sprayed to right.
Drop.
It might drop in front of the right fielder. It's twisting toward the line. It's fair. It's not caught. Runner on third scores. It's in for a single. And the runner on first dashes around to third. A couple of two-out base hits for Brantford. And it's 6-3 in favor of Troy Christian here in the bottom of the fourth.
That was just a blooper down the right field line. 8-9 getting back-to-back hits. And now Miller's got a chance to try to get some of his runs back.
And what was a tightly played pitcher's duel through three has resulted in 9 runs being scored in less than 4 innings. And here's the dangerous Tucker Miller hitting nearly 600 on the year. He's got great power. Left fielder for the Eagles, Marcus O'Neill, retreats. And it will be very interesting to see what Troy Christian does with Tucker Miller. I tell you what, I would think twice about pitching to him. I would not give him anything good to hit. First base is not open, but the bases are not loaded. Runners are at first and third. Boy, if Miller hits one into the gap, we got a 6-5 game. I would pitch very carefully. I might even go ahead and walk him.
This is his third time up as well, so he's got a good look at Simmons.
He's flown to right, been hit by a pitch. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Brantford has rallied for 2. Railroaders have cut the Eagles' lead in half at 6-3.
The batter would represent the tying run.
Open stance for Tucker Miller. Runners at first and third. The windup by Simmons. He missed outside. Ball one. 1-0 on the Brantford hitter, Tucker Miller. Simmons looks over his shoulder at first. Runners at first and third. There's a wide pitch swung on and missed as the batter waved at it.
Would have been 2-0. He's trying to be a little too excited.
A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Tucker Miller. Into the stretch is Simmons. Pitch to the plate. Outside, ball 2-2-1.
They're definitely staying away from him, Jack.
Yep. Not thrown anything near a strike yet, has Simmons. 3 pitches well out of the zone. 1 swung and missed by Tucker Miller. 2 balls a strike, 2-1. Throw to first, runner back. Center fielder for Troy Christian, Paul McDonald, is about 295, 300 feet from home plate. Here's the pitch to Tucker Miller. Bounced on 1-2-3, hops to short. Here's Twist, the shortstop, with a low late throw. It's also wide. Run scores. Runner on first. Heads around second. He's into third. Tucker Miller aboard at first. Second error of this game for the shortstop for Troy Christian. Will Twiss, and that was not a good throw. He kind of short-armed the ball across the diamond. It was relatively routine, and now Troy Christian has given up 3 here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Brantford is closed within 6-4. We got a conference on the mound for the Eagles. So far, it's been a 10-run, or I should say a 9-run fourth inning between the two teams. Amazing, a 1-0 game after 3, and the floodgates have opened. Conference on the mound. Hey, the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing, special grinds, and tool resharpening at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. O'Reilly and Rushi, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and various entry-level spots. Also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. If you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly and Scores broadcast for all the exciting action. 6-4 game, new hitter for Bradford, fouls one away, and then takes a strike. It's Trey Schmelzer, the catcher, down 0-2. Runners first and third for Bradford, which is behind 6-4 now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Schmelzer swings and punches one into right center field. It is a long single, and the runner on first doesn't stop. Here he comes, wheeling around from third and scoring. And that's a two-run hit to right center. Batter runner on the throw to the plate. Motors into second, and we are tied at six.
Yeah, that big-time hit right there. Again, a mistake by the infield keeps the inning alive. And so both teams are kind of giving each other a couple of runs here, but that was a big-time hit, scoring all the way. Miller scored all the way from first on that.
So Troy Christian played six in the fourth. Bradford comes back with five in the fourth. And stepping in now for the Railroaders, hitting at the moment, Garrett Trevino, after the Schmelzer hit to right center, technically a long single. I guess you could give him a double. He did go to second on the throw that went all the way through the diamond toward home. Here is Simmons throwing, curveball, a good one, a strike on the inside corner to Trevino. We are tied up at six apiece late in the fourth inning. Two down, go ahead run at second. 0-2 pitch to Trevino, outside corner, great offering by Simmons. It caught the black, but Bradford rallies for five. We have played four. Troy Christian six, Bradford six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style and make you smile, beautiful hair with our beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Wow, what a crazy, crazy fourth inning here at Cincinnati Princeton. Troy Christian scores six, Bradford tallies five, and what was a 1-0 game through three is a 6-6 game as we start the fifth inning, and Troy Christian kicks it off with Marcus O'Neill stepping in. He has singled twice in this contest so far. He wears number two on his back. He's the left fielder for the Eagles. Starting pitcher for Bradford, Tucker Miller, still on the bump. There's a ground ball, curve ball thrown to Miller. Romped back up the middle on two big hops. Good play, shortstop for Bradford. Roams near the bag. Cannon clutched it and shot a throw on to Hill at first for the out.
Nice play by Cannon. And Tucker Miller now has new life since he was down five. And now all of a sudden with the game tied, you gain a little bit more confidence on the defense.
So O'Neill is out 6-3. On the ground ball is short. Here's Paul McDonald. McDonald out on a ground ball to first unassisted and hit by a pitch in this game so far. One down, Troy Christian, top of the fifth inning. There's a ball lined hard. That was scalded to right center field, well over the second baseman's head. Center fielder for Bradford, Colton Gamble, hustles into the gap, cuts it off. A long base knock for Troy Christian off the bat of Paul McDonald.
Nice piece of hitting, driving it to the right center field gap. Wow, excuse, just really over the second baseman's head.
11th hit in this game. Two clubs have combined for double-digit hit total to this point. Here is Ryan Waltz with a runner at first who steals, and he is in safely at second base as the throw is high and wide, and well under the tag is McDonald of Troy Christian. Go-ahead run at second for Waltz. Stands away from the plate. Swings on the inside pitch. Nubs it to the mound. Tucker Miller fields. Throws to Hudson Hill at first. Out recorded. Runner hangs close at second base. Two down for Troy Christian. Play went from 1-3. Paul McDonald still on at second for the Eagles. Represents the go-ahead run. We're tied up at 6. We are in the fifth. Bradford 6, Troy Christian 6. And here is Grossnickel taking one way in at his knees. Ball 1, no strikes. He struck out and walked in 2 at-bats. Left fielder for Bradford hugs the line. Center fielder straight away. Here's the windup of Tucker Miller. Inside fastball missed. Swing by the hitter, and it's 1-1 on Grossnickel. Shortstop Cannon for Bradford, hovering behind the runner for the Eagles at second. Here's the delivery. Inside curveball off the mitt of the catcher, who recovers fairly quickly, and the runner for Troy Christian stays put at second base.
Both catchers have done a nice job today blocking the plate. A lot of curveballs being thrown.
Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Grossnickel. Here's the windup of Tucker Miller, and it nicked the elbow of the batter. Pitch was up and in. Grossnickel hit by a pitch. It was a hit batsman for Troy Christian, which aided the rally in the previous half inning when the Eagles tallied 6. So we have 2 down here now for Troy Christian, 2 away in the top of the 5th inning, and we are tied up at 6 apiece. Here is Nostman, the right fielder for Troy Christian. Looks at a strike right down the middle from Tucker Miller. Well, believe it or not, this is the third complete time through the Troy Christian order in 5 innings. Miller's thrown a lot of pitches on the bump for Bradford. There's a curveball grounded outside the bag at third. And it's nothing and 2 on the batter for the Eagles. Nostman, number 1 on his jersey, senior right fielder. Tucker Miller trying to leave runners at first and second here in the inning. And there's a ball hit hard along the right field line. Right fielder to the stripe. He can't make the play. It lands in fair territory. Runner on second scores. Runner on first is out at third. Throw went to the plate. And then the runner was cut down on a fine throw by the Branford Getcher to the third baseman. Well done by Schmelzer, who pitched a strike to Trevino. But Troy Christian does take the lead in this game. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here on Scores. One-run lead, Eagles over Branford on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Branford bats here in the bottom of the fifth. Down a run, 7-6, turned into a high-scoring game after only one run was tallied through the first three. A six-run fourth for Troy Christian, a five-run fourth for Branford. Troy Christian has gone it back ahead by a score of 7-6. We had a lot of base runners in the first three innings, but just one run was scored, that by Branford in the bottom of the first inning. And then 11 runs in the fourth, and answering is Troy Christian after Branford tied it. Eagles sneak back ahead by a 7-6 count in the top of the fifth inning. Branford batting. It's Landon Wills hitting a very high fly to start the fifth. It's along the left field line. Who's going to get it? No one's going to get it. It's a fair ball. It lands about 7 or 8 feet in fair ground. Shortstop, third baseman, left fielder. Nobody made the play, and it's a single for Wills. That could have been the shortstop's ball. Couldn't tell who called for it. We got puffy white clouds overhead. Ball may have disappeared, but no one made the play.
Now, this has been incredible to watch, Jack. After it looked like in those first three innings we were in for a pitcher's duel, both of these squads just hitting hard now.
And here's a nice bunt up the first baseline by Branford. Good play by Simmons, like a cat off the mound for Troy Christian. He snarfs up the ball, shovels onto his first baseman. Catch is made there by Grossnickel. Runner moves up. Bunt is good. So Wills gets the single to short left. The left-hand batter flared one that direction. Cannon with the sack bunt. And here is Colton Gamble. Hits from the right side. He has struck out and singled so far in this game for Branford. Railroaders have the tying run out at second. Pitch by Simmons. Curveball. Fisted in the air to the second baseman, who plays it on one bounce. He grabs it waist high. Quick flip to first. Out. Two gone for Branford here in the fifth. Runner stays put at second base. Hudson Hill, a double, a strikeout, 301 on the year. He steps in to hit for the Railroaders. 7-6 game. Troy Christian in the lead. Bottom of the fifth. Starting to get late. Landon Wills parked out there at second base for Branford. Outfield very deep for the batter Hudson Hill for the Railroaders. Center fielder McDonald pushing 300 feet from home plate. Infield medium depth on Hudson Hill. And there's a ball tapped off his foot in the batter's box. It's a foul strike. Nothing and one on Hill. Inning began with Bradford down a run, 7-6. Wills floated a pop fly single along the left field line that should have been caught. Sack bunt from Cannon. Ground out by Gamble, second to first. Here is Hudson Hill, tying run at second. Pitch to the plate. Is Poole cued off the end of the bat, foul into the dugout alongside first. And it's nothing and two. So Simmons, pitcher for Troy Christian, ahead in the count on Hudson Hill. Big runner out there at second base for Bradford, which is down a run, 7-6, bottom of the fifth. Stretching is Simmons. He pitches. There's a curveball lifted foul behind the backstop over the press box here at Princeton and out of play. Still nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, runner at second for Bradford. Two down, bottom of the fifth. Eagles up a run. Here's the pitch, wide, a ball. Wasted by Simmons, good location. A ball, two strikes, one and two. Stretching is Simmons, looks back at Wills at second. Ball bounced in the hole to short. It's fielded there by Twist, range to his right. He made a low one-bounce throw late to first. Safe there on the corners for Bradford. It was not an error, but a sluggish play by the shortstop for Troy Christian, who made two errors earlier. Everyone safe. They're on the corners for Bradford, first and third. That's got to officially be scored as an infield hit. And here is Riley Wierig. He has hit a humpback liner to the mound and singled first and third for Bradford. Tying run is at third. Uh-oh, a play on here by Bradford. Runner on first takes off. He's in a pickle. And then a late throw to the plate. And Wills comes home, and he's tardy getting there, and he's out. Good tag by Kokol of Troy Christian. He stood his ground. He absorbed the contact.
Yes, he did.
Bradford with a play on, hoping Troy Christian would monopolize its time on that runner between first and second. And Troy Christian made an alert maneuver, threw a strike to the plate, and Bradford is retired. We've gone through 5-7-6 Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, here we go, getting very late. We head to the 6-7-6 Troy Christian, trying to pull off a mild surprise over Bradford here today. Six runs in the fourth, one in the fifth for the Eagles, who lead it 7-6. And Troy Christian tries to play add-on here in the sixth inning of this game.
That very well could have been the play of the game, Jack.
Well, very interesting in that and out at third, ended the top of the fifth, and out at the plate, ended the bottom of the fifth. Poor base running there by Bradford, which hoped it could monopolize Troy Christian's time on the runner at first. He intentionally got caught in a pickle. Troy Christian was aware and threw a strike to the plate. Late break on the play by Landon Wills, and he was gunned down by plenty.
You do have to give Troy Christian credit, though. A lot of teams really messed that up when they on the defensive side.
Yep.
And they executed perfectly.
Sure did. Here is the new hitter for Troy Christian stepping in, and it's a foul ball to the screen. No balls and a strike, nothing and one. This is Carson Dyer, leadoff batter. A strikeout, a walk, a ground out to second. Nubs one foul to the backstop. He's behind in the count, two strikes. Top of the sixth inning, Troy Christian 7, Bradford 6. We had a wild fourth inning. 11 runs were scored. Curveball outside corner at the knees. Plate umpire rings up Carson Dyer.
That was a beauty. Both pitchers got to be getting up there in pitch count.
Yeah, I would imagine each is in the 90 territory.
Miller is at 113.
Woo!
Simmons is at 86.
I was pretty close for Simmons. Miss Miller, but plenty. Up and away to Will Twist, shortstop for Troy Christian.
Miller threw a bunch in that fourth inning. Bunch of pitches.
Yep, Troy Christian has not been retired in order in this game.
That's
oh, there's a ball club. Hit very hard into left center field. Bradford center fielder off and running. He gets a mitt on the ball. Can't reel it in. Catch is not made. It goes behind him. Good effort by the center fielder for the Railroaders. Hustle by Colton Gamble. He couldn't complete the catch. And the batter runner scoots into second base with a long double.
He caught one like that earlier in the game, and this one he still almost got, just over his reach.
And I tell you, Troy Christian came into this game with its strengths labeled as pitching and defense. The hitting has shined. Offensively, Troy Christian has been awesome.
Intentional walk, Jack.
That the new hitter steps in. It's Camden Kokol. Best athlete, best baseball player on this Troy Christian team, and he is intentionally passed.
The three-hole hitter getting to the four-hole hitter. So, but he hit. Kokol's the one who blasted that ball out to the fence.
Yep,
last time up.
He's got the three-run double in the fourth. So Camden Kokol, standout catcher, excellent player, walked intentionally. First and second, one out. Here's Judah Simmons for Troy Christian, which tries to play add-on. Swing and a miss for a strike. So Miller is down to what, maybe 10 more pitches or so?
Yeah, you would think this would be his last inning.
If he gets to 125 in the middle of an at-bat, he can complete throwing to that batter. Up and away to Simmons, one and one. Simmons has struck out, and he has flown to center, popped to third. So he's 0 for 3, left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher.
Miller sits at 117 after that last pitch.
Oh, changeup, Miller, swing and a miss, strike. Two strikes on Simmons. That was a beautifully executed off-speed delivery by Miller of Bradford.
Probably going to throw another off-speed pitch right here.
One out, two on, delivery to Simmons. There's a change floating in and over. Simmons is frozen.
Yeah, nice curveball dropped right in there. Good strategy so far on Bradford's side by walking Kokol.
Here is Marcus O'Neill. O'Neill has been retired on a ground ball to first. He's singled and been hit by a pitch. Curveball, Miller, again, he twists that one up there, and it's over for a strike.
Yeah, that's he's really got that thing moving now. Sometimes you do with a tired arm. It tends to curve a little bit more.
Nothing in one on the batter, O'Neill, for Troy Christian, which is up and running the sixth. There's a ball in the dirt, 1-1 on the hitter. Runners at first and second for Troy Christian. Two down, top of the sixth. Entertaining game. One-run contest. 7-6 lead, Troy Christian. Top of the sixth, pitcher Miller looks at second, delivers a curveball, and it's grounded on two big hops to Cannon at short. He comes up charging and rifles a throw to first, out recorded. Inning over, Troy Christian is blanked. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 7-6, Eagles over the Railroaders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Welcome back to Princeton High School, northern edge of Hamilton County. We are just below I-275, the outer belt around the city. And the Princeton High School complex and stadium sit just west of I-75. We're looking to the northeast, situated here behind home plate, about 20 feet up off the ground. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Casey Madison, Bryant Billing, and what was a low run producing game for three is now a high scoring tilt, 7-6, Troy Christian over Brantford. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Railroaders down to six outs.
Starting pitcher still in, Simmons. He's on a lower pitch, much lower pitch count than Miller was.
Yep, Simmons should be able to finish seven and not reach that 125 max. It will be unlikely that Miller can finish the top of the seventh with his count at 117. Simmons opens the bottom of the sixth inning with a curve strike to Wierig. Nothing and one on him. He's the DH. Hits one off home plate up the third baseline, foul. Nothing and two. Wierig was at the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning when Brantford had runners at first and third. Two down. Railroaders elected to intentionally get the man on first in a pickle between first and second. And Troy Christian wasn't buffaloed. The Eagles alertly threw home and nailed Landon Wills by plenty. There's a bouncing ball to third. Oh, it's a real tough play. It was a high chopper toward the shortstop. Third baseman angled over, tried to cut it off for the Eagles. Difficult chance for Carson Dyer, and he could not pick it clean.
That's one of those do or dies. Either if you pick it clean, you're good, but you got one shot at it.
And that's a single for Wierig of the infield variety. Runner at first for Brantford here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wierig, the DH, now has two hits. And you can bet Gage Schaefer for Brantford is bunting the baseball here.
There might be a pinch hitter here. What's Schaefer's number?
Schaefer is the sophomore left fielder, wears 13.
Yeah, this is number two.
So that's Raiden Wombold, a freshman.
Skinner was talking to the umpire, and you could tell he was making some sort of adjustment, and there's no adjustment at first base. So you think you're assuming it's a pinch hitter.
So Wombold pinch hits, as I noted. Let's see if he's up to bunt. Runner at first. Wombold squares, takes a strike right over the heart. Nothing and one. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Wombold. Pinch hitting here for Bradford. No out, one on, bottom of the sixth. Here's the stretch, the delivery. Wombold strokes at it. Bunting attempt, misses, strike two. Simmons ahead in the count, nothing and two. Let's see if Wombold goes ahead, tries to sacrifice with two strikes on him. Runner at first for Bradford, which is down by a run in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch by Simmons is lofted foul about 100 feet to the right, out of play, strike three. I figured Wombold, the designated bunter in that situation, would go ahead, try to lay it down with two strikes, but he failed. So that technically is a strikeout. And here's Tucker Miller. He is dangerous. 600 hitter on the year. Plenty of power. Runner at first for Bradford. Open stance. Simmons throws. Jammed him with a two-seamer, foul there at home plate. And it's a strike. Nothing and one on Tucker Miller. Hit by a pitch. Flown to right. Been safe on one of two shortstop errors by Troy Christian.
I have to say, Jack, it is difficult. You're sitting all game. You're called on for three straight bunt attempts against a really tough pitcher.
Let's see if Wehrig might be moving at first. There's a ground ball hit by Miller. It's chopped into left field through the hole. Third baseman ranged to his left. He had no chance. Perfectly placed ground ball single through that 5-6 hole. Right through the 5-6 hole on the left side as Tucker Miller took a curveball and cracked it through the infield to put runners at first and second. And now the tying run for Bradford is 180 feet away down at second base in the person of Wehrig. Tucker Miller's at first. One out for Bradford, bottom of the sixth. And here's Trey Schmelzer. He's had a sack, bunt, a strikeout, and a single.
If they executed that bunt, that would have been a run right there. And you know Derek Skinner's thinking about that.
Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Schmelzer. Some oomph on that pitch. Delivered home by Simmons of Troy Christian. Yep, that failed sack bunt, depriving Bradford from a run at this point. Another high fastball cut on once again. No dice. Schmelzer climbed the ladder once more. Nothing in two. Two on for Bradford. Down a run. Bottom of the sixth. 7-6. Troy Christian. Simmons to Schmelzer.
Rung him.
That looks like strike three. Yep. It is outside corner above the belt.
Nice pitch.
Catcher Kokel held the target right there. The umpire rings up the batter. That is a huge strikeout. And here is Garrett Trevino, who's popped to the catcher, grounded to third, and struck out. Very good hitter. Plus 400 on the year. Simmons trying to bear down. Needs an out, then three more in the seventh. Troy Christian up a run. Runners at first and second for the Railroaders. Two down, bottom of the sixth. There's a wide curveball. Nothing in one on Trevino. Third baseman for the Eagles, playing about 10 feet off the bag. Now moving toward the line. Pitch to Trevino in the dirt. Ball two. Two and one. Wehrig out at second for Bradford. Tucker Miller on at first. After cracking that ground ball single into the 5-6 hole on the left side of the diamond. Curveball stays in, 3-0 on Trevino. On deck, Landon Wills, left-hand batter for Bradford. He singled in this game and hit the ball hard to right field, been safe on an error. 3-0 pitch to Trevino is a mite low. It missed beneath the knees. Ball four. They're loaded up for Wills.
Wills, the leading RBI guy for the Railroaders.
Yep, big, tall, rangy hitter.
32 RBI. Nobody else has more than 23. So this is the spot they want to be in.
Yep, 400 batter on the campaign. is Wills. He stroked a single so far in this contest. And here's the situation. Bottom of the sixth for Bradford is getting kind of hairy. Two out, bases full, 7-6 lead. Troy Christian up a run. Railroaders have the tying run at third. Go-ahead run is out at second. Getting mighty interesting here in this contest. Will swings from the left side. What in the world is Simmons going to throw to the left-hand batting Wills?
I'm going to bet he's going to start him with a curveball and see if he can jump ahead, see if he can get him off balance.
No place to put him.
He's a four-hole hitter. They almost always see a curveball the first pitch.
Wills is away from the plate in the box. Doesn't hug the plate. Swings. Drives one hard into right center field. Center fielder Troy Christian is on the gallop. It's Paul McDonald, and he spears it for the out. Good play, McDonald. Wills hit it right on the nose. Boy, if he yanked that ball in the gap a little more, it is double trouble for Troy Christian. But it's an out. Wills nailed it. But the defensive play is made by the Eagles, who preserve the one-run lead. We go to the seventh, 7-6, Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
It is 7-6. Troy Christian in the lead. We go to the seventh. Eagles come to the plate. As I tell you all about Barker Insurance, which is north of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years. Barker Insurance, one of the most valued agencies in the whole area, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Well, the big hit in this game so far, a Coco bases-loaded double for Troy Christian. It came back in that six-run fourth inning. That was our offensive play of this game, Camden Coco for Troy Christian. That was a big bases-clearing shot. And that was our Wisebridge play of this game. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, Landon Wills, tall, rangy left-hander on the bump for Bradford. And he throws a curveball strike and then a curveball strike two. interestingly, coaching staff from Rushi wandering through the press box a few minutes ago wanted to know where the pitch count was for Tucker Miller, knowing that Bradford would likely have to use a second pitcher here before this game closed out. Of course, should Rushi win game two, Rushi gets the winner of this game in the regional championship tomorrow at 5.
Yes, and this current pitcher now, Wills, will probably be the pitcher in tomorrow's game.
There's a high fastball, swing and a miss by the Troy Christian hitter as O'Neill climbed the ladder. Couldn't get a piece of it.
That is if Bradford can tie the game and take the lead.
Here's the windup, the pitch by Wills to the new hitter. Swing and a miss. It's a strike on Ryan Waltz.
Wills with 89 strikeouts in 56 innings. That's getting it done.
I mistakenly said that was O'Neill batting. It was Paul McDonald who struck out for Troy Christian to start the seventh. And here's Ryan Waltz, a ball, a strike on him. Wills, tall, rangy, every bit of 6'4", 6'5". Overhand delivery from the left side, in at the shins of the batter, 2-1.
OHSA pitch count rules are if you're 30 or under on pitches, you can pitch the next day with no days of rest. If you go 31 to 50, you have to have one day of rest.
Yes.
And there is a ball 4 inside, or did it nick the fabric of the left knee of the batter?
I couldn't tell on that, Jack. But, yes, so they have to be careful that Wills doesn't go over 30 in this inning.
Exactly. If he could come back tomorrow if he keeps his count to a minimum. One on, one out. Troy Christian, top of the seventh. Strike one called to the first baseman for Troy Christian, Grossnickel. He's walked, been hit by a pitch, and struck out. 7-6, Troy Christian leads, top of the seventh inning. Grossnickel looks at one down. Bradford needs a run to tie in the bottom of the seventh. Wills on for Miller, trying to keep the Eagles at bay right at 7. Oh, my goodness, that bounces to the plate. Nearly hit the batter, didn't. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Grossnickel.
Wills appears to be a junk baller. He's really relying on a lot of his off-speed pitches. The last couple have been in the dirt.
Yep, he is a curveball specialist, that is for sure. He looks at his runner at first. Grossnickel open stance, high, ball 3, 3-1. Well, Bradford can ill afford to give up another run and fall behind but 2. Runner at first and out. Top of the seventh, pitch to Grossnickel. It's down the middle, fouled, out of play to the right. And that brings us full, I believe, at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Grossnickel of Troy Christian, which is up a run, 7-6 here in the top of the seventh inning. Stretch, pitch, it is low and in, ball 4. And now an add-on run, an insurance tally, is available for Troy Christian out at second base.
Jack, we just mentioned pitch count in this inning. He's halfway there to 30. We went after back-to-back walks, and only one out this inning.
Here is Nostman, the right fielder for Troy Christian, and he's had a good day. Hits ninth in the order. Lightweight hitter on the season. But has he come up big this afternoon? A walk, a double, a single for Andrew Nossman, right fielder for Troy Christian. He has been key. And I tell you what, right now, as I look at hitting stars for the Eagles, the excellence of Nossman at the plate might reward him with the Clancy Star of the Game should Troy Christian hang on and win this. 2 on, 1 out, pitch to Nossman. He missed it, strike 1. Did not look like a 2-for-2 hitter on that one. 2 on for Bradford, or I should say for Troy Christian, top of the seventh. Wills throwing high, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Tell you what, Brantford had better get an out recorded here, or you're right, Casey. The pitcher Wills will exceed 20 and start to push his way toward 30. There's a cut and a miss by Nossman, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
If you're Bradford, you also have to win this game, so you got to stay with him when you're down one.
Wills hesitates, curveball way low and in.
There's no tomorrow, so you can't worry about tomorrow.
Count has gone full, I believe. Here is Wills looking in at his catcher. Winding, firing, pitches up out of the zone. I was mistaken. That was a ball two pitch. Now it is ball three. 3-2 on Nossman for Troy Christian. Two on for the Eagles. One out here in the top of the seventh. Troy Christian up a run, 7-6. There's the delivery home. Foul to the screen. Nossman stays alive. Much more blue sky than clouds now here at Princeton.
Absolutely beautiful day.
Yep, plenty of blue overhead. Here's the stretch, the pitch to Nossman. It is over the plate, but low. He walked him, did Wills.
Still went with the curveball.
And the base on balls has been trouble for Bradford here today. Three in a row in this inning. One in the previous inning. One, two, three walks issued in the fourth. One in the third. Just far too many to win a ball game.
Eight total walks between Miller and Wills today. Miller also hit two batters with pitches.
And those freebies, the free base runners, will do you in. And here's the ball to the new hitter, top of the order. It is Carson Dyer. He looks at one wide. Wills spins into action. Strike on the outside corner. 1-1 count.
Probably going to go with the bread and butter here on the curveball.
Only one out. They're loaded for Troy Christian thanks to bases on balls. Low and in. Ball two on Dyer.
On a curveball.
The pitching for Bradford today has been spotty at best. Here's the windup, the pitch to Dyer. Very high, 3-1. The Railroaders hurlers have been off their mark. 3-1 on Dyer. A walk here. And the Eagles stretch the lead to 8-6.
Set up to throw his 28th pitch of the inning, Jack.
Wind up by Wills. He comes plateward. Way up top, ball four. Troy Christian scores another marker to go in front. 8-6 here in the top of the seventh. Nine walks delivered by Bradford pitching. And that tells the tale of this game. That's all there is to it.
That is, it's a shame that it happens in a regional game like this. You know, that's one of those that you always look back on and be like, man, you know, that's a tough one. There is a conference on the mound, but it does not look like he's going with giving him the hook. So he's going to be riding him.
Only one out here in the top of the seventh. Base is still loaded for Bradford, or I should say for Troy Christian, which leads by two. 8-6, a A&M pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi was established in 1986, and at first, A&M repaired broken pallets for one big customer. Well, today, nearly four decades later, A&M pallet serves that initial customer plus 200 more across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 to 4. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Up new pitcher for Bradford is Owen Cannon, the shortstop. He's got a good arm. Junior plays the shortstop position, and he's on to put out the fire. Four walks in a row from Wills, the relief pitcher for Bradford. 9 total walks given up by Bradford hurlers in this game. Troy Christian has made Bradford pay. It would be interesting to tally up and see how many men walked have scored. Certainly several. Troy Christian's had 2 big doubles. They came back in the fourth. The 2-run double, a 3-run double. 2-run shot, Ben Nossman. And a bases jammed double that cleared him from Camden Kokol. 8-6. Cannon on the bump, set to go here for Bradford. Bradford down 2. Infield in. Curveball strike, swing and a miss. Good cut at the plate for the new hitter for Troy Christian. It's Will Twist, the shortstop.
So they did save the pitches for the Wills.
Yep.
Cannon has 5 saves on the season, so he has...
Uh-oh. The pitch is grounded toward short, and it's into left field. Infield drawn in, and the ball snakes through. It wormed through the diamond. It's a 1-run single. Bases remain loaded. 9-6, Troy Christian. If the infield's at normal depth, maybe the play is made. Ball was not hit real hard, but the infield was up. And the batter, Twist, managed to snake that ball through the left side.
Another interesting note, too, is Cannon has had such a great game at shortstop. He would not have been there on that play since he's on the mound now.
And the batter is Camden Kokol. This is the meat of the Troy Christian lineup. Oh, it's a big curveball, and Kokol serves it to left field. It's hit out of a cannon. Oh, one bounce. It skips past the left fielder. And we've got a couple more runs scoring. Runners from second and third. Stride home, double for Kokol. I think technically that's a single, a boot by the left fielder who let it get through. And I've lost track of the runs. Is it 11-6 in favor of Troy Christian?
It is, yes.
My, oh my, a 4-run frame for the Eagles here in the top of the seventh to break this wide open as Bradford's pitching has faltered here this afternoon. Kokol has ripped the ball hard, and I tell you what, he's just overtaken Nossman for our star of this game. Foul ball off to the left. Swing by Simmons. It's out of play. A strike. Runners at second and third for Troy Christian, which is up 11-6 in this game. Who would have thought that the hitting lean Troy Christian Eagles would score 11? They've been aided by a bevy of walks thrown by Bradford. Swing and a miss by Simmons. He's down 0-2 to Cannon.
But Troy Christian has hit enough in this game, more than enough. They've got 10 hits on the day.
And Kokol's got 2 singles, hit hard, a double, an intentional walk. And he's got at least 5 ribbies in this contest. Here's the pitch to Simmons, and that ball's laced into left center field, and that's going to be in for a hit. Left fielder off and running, goes into the alley, spears it. 1 run in, 2 runs in. Base hit to Simmons as he lashes a shot to left. Single for him, 13-6.
Wow.
Troy Christian in a football score leads Bradford.
Well, and the impact of Kokol. You know, he's done a great job behind the plate. And as you said it, an intentional walk shows the respect of how much he's really affected this game. And he just scored on that particular play. And a pinch runner at first base, number 9 for Troy Christian.
And that is Ben Nossman, pinch running down at first. What a game for head coach Tony Ferraro's Troy Christian Eagles. Wow. 13-6 lead over Bradford. We are in the top of the seventh inning. Troy Christian with 2 6-run innings. 6 in the fourth, 6 in the seventh. 13-6 lead over Bradford. New hitter for the Eagles is Marcus O'Neill. Against the offerings of Owen Cannon of Bradford, third pitcher for the Railroaders. And none of the three has gotten the job done. They've all been spiced up with good offense from Troy Christian, and here is yet another hit batsman.
Troy Christian being 10 and 15 on the season sure does not look like it. They've really caught fire at the right time.
Boy, that is an understatement. When you look at the Troy Christian year, you see 3 wins, 5-0, 4-0, 8-0 in the tournament. And before that, count them up, 5, 6, 7 straight defeats.
Yes.
So it has been a late May run by Troy Christian, which really didn't have a home for 3 weeks back in April when it had to play games on the road and practice indoors because its field was flooded.
Must have had an impact with the record there early on.
What a story. Swing and a foul ball to the backstop.
What's interesting, too, Jack, not assuming anything and not assuming they win, but I'm just saying they can't even finish with a 500 record, even if they ran the table the rest of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they played 2 extra games after the state tournament was over.
That's incredible to think about.
Here's a foul fly to the right. 2 strikes on the hitter, who is Paul McDonald.
We're certainly not putting that kind of pressure on them. We're just making a hypothetical.
Yep. What a story. Of course, head coach Tony Ferraro had a few campaigns just like this at Wayne. He was there 22 years. And
he's had his share of good teams.
Oh, yeah, in a few seasons. His team was given up on and rallied in the tournament and made some opposition clubs pay. There's a ball up and in to McDonald.
It goes to show that maybe Ferraro was a good tournament coach. He knows how to get his team prepared for the right time.
There's a pitch at the knees. Ooh, just off the corner, though. And it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes on McDonald for Troy Christian here in the 7th. Eagles have scored 6 to lead 13-6. Wind-up delivery, grounded foul into the dugout alongside third. And I tell you what, for a light-hitting club with a team batting average around 260 on the year, this Troy Christian team has made a turnabout in the tournament.
And we'll say it again, too, Jack. This game was 1-0 after 3 innings.
Strike 3 called on the outside corner, thigh level. It's a strikeout. Down goes McDonald. Inning still alive. That's only... Is that the first out in this frame?
The scoreboard says 2.
There was a strikeout by Wills to start the inning.
You're exactly right. If Wills got a K... Way back to begin the frame.
Yeah, it was a few minutes ago, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. 2 away for Troy Christian, top of the 7th. We have runners at 1st and 2nd, and Waltz, the hitter, lifts a foul out of play to the right, and 1.
Waltz is the 11th batter at the plate this inning.
So that's twice now they've had double-digit batters come to the plate.
It's been a 4-walk inning, a hit batsman. A 3-walk inning, a hit batsman back in the 4th. Bradford's pitching has done the club no favors here today.
And the Eagles entered this game with a .266 team batting average.
Ground ball back up the middle. Nice play, second baseman for Bradford. A few steps away from the bag. And it is fielded by Hocker. He takes a couple steps to the right, touches the bag, force out is in order, and the inning is done, not before Troy Christian gets 6 more. Troy Christian 13, Bradford 6. We go to the bottom of the 7th on scorersbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Judah Simmons continues to throw for Troy Christian. Cannon, the hitter for Brantford, swings second pitch, and he pumps one down the left field line. It's on the warning track, which runs parallel to the foul line, and it's a strike, a foul ball. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on the first batter for Brantford in the bottom of the seventh. And the Railroaders need base runners. Brantford answered the Troy Christian six-run fourth with five. They've got to come back with seven here now in the seventh to pull even, trailing by a 13-6 count. Simmons to Cannon, who spoils it foul, out of play to the right. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Cannon for Brantford, who finished off the top of the seventh inning on the mound for the Railroaders. He struck out, walked, and had a sack bunt. He swings and yanks one deep but foul. Well over the bullpen, out of play, down the left field line. As that ball hops, skips, and jumps toward the tennis courts here at the Princeton Complex. Here is the windup and the pitch by Simmons to Cannon, high and away for a ball.
Simmons still popping the mitt really well.
And his pitch count's got to be over 100 for sure. He delivers to Cannon. It's down. That was a 2-2 delivery. That was a...
I was going to say, I thought that was 3-2 on that pitch.
Yep, that was a ball 3, two-strike delivery that hit in the dirt behind home plate. And Cannon will take it. He's aboard. And that's what Brantford needs, is base runners.
The batter, Cannon, didn't look like he was real sure that was ball four.
Here is Colton Gamble, center fielder for Brantford. He singled, struck out, grounded to second. Check swing, foul ball off the knob of the bat, nothing in one. Big question now is, will Simmons be able to finish this game before he reaches 125? Here's the one strike pitch to Gamble. It hits the mitt of the catcher. Kokel rolls away. Runner stays parked at first.
That was number 112 for Simmons right there.
Well, he's got 13 more unless he's in the middle of a batter. And he could exceed that 125 number. Curveball way in by Simmons, who's lost his touch for the strike zone here. Colton Gamble ahead in the count, 2-1. Simmons fires, and that plucked him on the left forearm. Ooh, that hurt.
Yeah.
Could hear it from here.
And this is the only thing that could kill you if you're Troy Christian.
And
two,
here,
three runners.
Tony Ferraro makes a strut to the mound. Two on, none out for Brantford here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitching change upcoming. Simmons beginning to labor. Except for one inning, he pitched a very good contest. He had a rough fourth when he gave up five. Allowed a run in the first. Shutout ball in the second, third, fifth, and sixth so far here in the seventh. But he did not retire a batter. And he leaves after a walk and a hit batsman.
Troy Christian, faithful, giving him a standing ovation, appreciating his efforts.
And we will return to close out game one of our D4 semifinal doubleheader at Princeton when we come back. Two on for Brantford, bottom of the seventh. Railroaders have nobody out, but they trail 13-6 to Troy Christian on Scores Broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, this bodes well for the winner of the second game because Troy Christian, up 13-6, has now had to go to a second pitcher, Carson Dyer, who comes in relief of Simmons. He's up a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2 on Hudson Hill. Radford batting bottom of the 7th, trailing 13-6. Runners at first and second. Colton Gamble at first, Cannon out at second, as the hitter Hudson Hill steps out of the box. 13-6. That's the lead for Troy Christian, which opened this game up with 6 in the 7th. That took the margin from 7-6 to 13-6. Ball fouled out of play to the right. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Hudson Hill. He's doubled, singled, and struck out in 3 trips. The windup, the pitch for the third baseman, Dyer, who's had to come in relief. He is one of the top couple pitchers on this staff. He just missed with a high curve, and it's 2-2.
Looked like a really good pitch.
Here's the offering, nubbed right side, first baseman for Troy Christian, about 8 feet to the infield side of the bag, makes the play on the slow roller and goes over and touches first for the out. The batter, Hudson Hill, retired. First baseman unassisted. Runners at second and third, and here is Riley Wierig, DH for Bradford. Good day, 2 singles. He's been out on a humpback liner to the mound. Big 6-1 right-hand batter. Runners at second and third for Bradford. 2 out in the 7th. 13-6 lead, Troy Christian.
Base umpire sees something in the Bradford dugout.
Now the three-man crew adjusts itself. With runners at second and third, the umpire who had been at first now maneuvers into the middle of the diamond. Here's the pitch to the plate to Wierig. Off speed, a strike. Nothing and one. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Wierig. Again, we're in the bottom of the 7th. Troy Christian is in the lead. 13-6. Runners in scoring position for Bradford. There's a slow off-speed ball, swing and a miss by Wierig. He's down 2 strikes. Here is Cannon swinging into action. Another bender, top foul, third base side, rolling toward the dugout of Troy Christian. 13-6 Eagles. Big 6-run 7th to put this game away, seemingly. 1 out for Bradford. I mentioned in the pregame how Bradford had clobbered Troy Christian 3 straight times over this year and last, beating Troy Christian twice in the regular season, last year in the tournament. 15-4 earlier this campaign, 11-8 last year in the tourney. But Bradford had its way with Troy Christian, but the Eagles, not having been here before, Bradford here last year, managed to gain their footing, the Troy Christian Eagles did, middle of the game, and they have scored 13 runs in the last four innings of this contest. 13. The batter for Bradford is Wierig. The DH looks at a pitch that nips the fabric on his left shoulder for another hit batsman.
Wow. I didn't see that one, Jack. You might have seen it. You might have got a better look at it than I did.
I think I saw a thread move.
That's all I needed, I guess.
So we're loaded. One out in the bottom of the seventh. And it's been like pulling teeth to close this game out.
Wow. It's approaching 2.5 hours now right now on this game.
And we're operating our brain trust, our laptop, on battery. And it's probably about, what, 60% expended?
80%. I just had to plug it in, actually.
There you go. Good idea. I was reading your mind.
Yep.
That's about what I'm working on right now, 80%.
Base is still loaded for Troy Christian. This has turned into a ho-hummer. Or I should say base is still loaded for Bradford. And it's a 13-6 lead for Troy Christian. And there's a generous strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one on the new hitter, who is Schaefer for Bradford.
We are going to find out about the schedule. This will not be starting the second game, that is, between Rushi and Gallia Northmore. Will not be starting at 5 o'clock. There's a certain schedule they have to adhere to here as far as how long each team gets infield.
Strike two called. Schaefer looked one over, and it was right down the center. Nothing in two on Gage Schaefer of Bradford. One out, bases full. No one has scored yet. 13-6 lead, Troy Christian. High fastball, 2-2.
Looks like a good pitch there.
Bradford batting bottom of the seventh. Here is the pitcher, Dyer. He kicks into action way up and in. And has the count gone full, Casey?
I believe so. It's
3-2.
Two and two, I think he called it.
Okay, two balls, two strikes. I'm getting anxious to move this along. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 pitch, high fastball, 3-2.
Boy, from here, those don't look high.
3-2 on Schaefer of Bradford. Bases full, bottom of the seventh. Troy Christian, 13, and Bradford, 6. Here's the pitch. It is low and away, ball 4, and we play on. 13-7.
That was pitch number 16 for Dyer, too.
I was just going to ask that.
Only one out in the inning, and if Dyer would be pushed to 30, he would be done tomorrow. Troy Christian's number one, number two, would not be able to hurl in the regional final. Would that ever be problematic?
Yes, it would be. A benefit to one of the teams that win, the team that wins the next game, though.
That's because the number three team in the state, or the number four team in the state, is going to play Troy Christian.
Right.
Well, the new hitter for Bradford is Tucker Miller, top of the order. He looks at a strike. Big curveball is in and over. He has singled, been safe on an error, been hit by a pitch. It's 13-7. They're still loaded. That's around the plate. Missed the inside corner, 1-1. I tell you, these right-hand batters are not fearing the inside curveball. They want to get hit on the elbow. Wind up the pitch, but Dyer. Miller swings. Big one bouncer to third. And the third baseman fields for Troy Christian. Hesitates. Goes toward the bag. Touches the bag, and the runner is ruled out by an eyelash. Oh, my gosh, was it close.
I thought he was safe.
I thought he was, too.
I did, too. I thought he dove and got his hand in there, it looked like, before the fielder did.
I thought it was
virtually same time and called out.
Wow. And the umpire that made the call was standing back at second base. This play was at third.
So we've got two outs now for Bradford, which has scored, what, two in the inning? Run came home there, correct? And we're at 13-8?
That is correct.
And here's Dyer throwing a big bender, and it's a beauty, a strike. New hitter for Bradford is Schmelzer. He singled, struck out twice, and laid down a bunt. Big curveball, ripped hard to left. Left fielder started back, came in, and picked it off. O'Neill makes the grab, and Troy Christian is 11-15 on the year and off to the regional final tomorrow at 5 against Rushi or Northmore. We'll return with the totals in a couple of minutes when we come back. 13-8. Troy Christian defeats Bradford on scoresbroadcast.com.
Improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to... servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, we apologize for the buzz. It is in the background. We have gone from battery back to electric, and because of all of the technology and various electrical attachments going on here in the press box, including hookups with the scoreboard, and we do have that little bit of buzz. We've gone from battery to AC, back to battery, back to AC, and finally we've got a result, a final score, 13-8, Troy Christian in a marathon over Bradford. Bryant, you've got the official totals on this game.
13-8, as you said, Jack. Troy Christian had 11 hits, committed 3 errors. Bradford had 9 hits, committed 1 error. Tucker Miller picks up the loss. He went 6 innings, gave up 7 earned runs on 8 hits, 5 walks. He hit 2 batters with pitches. Landon Wills only made it a third of an inning there in the 7th. He ended up being charged with 4 earned runs after 4 walks. Kanan was able to finish it. He gave up 2 earned runs on 3 hits. Bradford had 9 hits. They committed 1 error in the game at the plate. Troy Christian, pitching-wise, Simmons went 6 innings. He gave up 7 earned runs on 9 hits, walked 3 batters, struck out 7. Dyer finished it there in the 7th. He was able to get through on 21 pitches. Won't have any restrictions on him tomorrow. Walked 1 batter. I'm looking here on Game Changer, and they didn't update that there. So.
But so important,
yes,
that Dyer can come back and pitch tomorrow in the regional championship for the Eagles.
Absolutely. Big right. thing for him, and they'll need it. As we talked about, these are two strong teams that will be going against it here in our second game, starting at, this will be approximately 5:20 to 5:25 based on the time estimate they gave me with all the work they have to do. Could be a little later than that. It depends on how fast Rushi and Northmore are able to get on the field here. Both get 20 minutes for warm-ups, and then 5 minutes before they start the introductions, which last 5 to 10 minutes. So, you know, it will be a late start for Rushi and Northmore.
Our stars of this game, Camden Kokel for Troy Christian. He was outstanding. 5 ribbies, 2 singles, a double, an intentional walk. Judah Simmons, pitcher for Troy Christian, went all the way into the seventh, had one poor inning. That was the fourth when he gave up 5. Offensively for Bradford, 2 hits from Hudson Hill, a single and a double. They are our Clancy stars of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches. Sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Welcome back to Princeton. Hello once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing and Casey Madison. We've closed out our first regional semifinal in D4 baseball, 13-8. Troy Christian in a mild upset over Bradford. Troy Christian now 11-15 on the year. Troy Christian could go on, win the state tournament, as we noted about 30 minutes ago, and not even get to 500 before the season ended. 11 wins, 15 losses for Troy Christian with the triumph here today. Bradford closes out the campaign 19-10. And Troy Christian will play either Rushi, number 4 in the state, or Gallia Northmore, number 3 in the state, in tomorrow's regional championship game at 5 here at Princeton. We'll return about 5 till 5, 10 till 5, somewhere in that neighborhood, with our pregame before our second regional semifinal when we do come back. In the meantime, we'll go offline, and then our lead-up music, Van Halen instrumental, can be heard before our pregame segment, before Rushi and Northmore. Raiders 25-4, Northmore 23-6. Again, the final score of Game 1, Troy Christian, a mild surprise, defeats Bradford 13-8 on scores.broadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.